Paragraph Zion, Vize Bechinas Shabbos Nachamu Achar Tisha B'Av. Now we're going to understand how the Jewish calendar works. How right after Tisha B'Av, which is the worst day in the calendar for the Jewish people, right after that, the Shabbos after that is called Shabbos Nachamu, the Shabbos of Consolation. Ki l'chayra temua, Rav Nosal says, there seems to be something very difficult to understand here. Shekoidim Tisha B'Av, shu koidim ikra churban beis hamikdosh, misablim harbe ala golus v'ala churban, kol hayomim shebein ha-metzorim. Before Tisha B'Av, we're doing major mourning throughout the 9 days and throughout the week, Shavua Shechal Boy, and the 9 days and the 3 weeks, major mourning over the exile and the destruction. Ubetisha B'Av, misablim oid. And on Tisha B'Av, it's the climax. We're really, really in mourning. We don't bathe, we don't wash, we don't put on tefillin. Ve'ein menichin tefillin. We don't even put on tefillin. V'tekef achra Tisha B'Av, poiskim miliyabel. And immediately after Tisha B'Av's over, we stop mourning. Ve'ein noyagim kol hadinim shebein ha-metzorim. And we no longer keep all the laws and customs of this period, this bein ha-metzorim, these 3 weeks. Not only that, afgam misnachamim harbe, but rather we do the opposite. We allow ourselves to be very consoled, very, very consoled. Ki maschilin takeif b'Shabbos orish nachar Tisha B'Av laftir nachamu nachamu ami. Because the first Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, immediately we're reading the Haftorah, which says, be consoled, my nation. V'chol sheva denechmosa ad Rosh Hashanah. And for the next 7 weeks, for those 7 weeks, every single week, we're reading works. We're reading words of consolation and more consolation. V'hatofer tomua lechera. Rav Nosson says it seems to be strange. Ki mehoroi hoyo linhoig eze yomim avelois achar gemar hachurban shoye b'Tisha B'Av. It would seem logical that after Tisha B'Av, which is the day that the Beis Hamikdash was burned and destroyed and people were murdered and killed, at least to have 7 days after that or 30 days after that, like we do when a human being passes away, of serious mourning. Al oitzem tsaruseinu, about our terrible pain. Umadua tiknu chachameinu zal hefech. Why is it that our rabbis went the opposite? That before Tisha B'Av, mourning. After Tisha B'Av, boom, that's it. Right away into consolation. Achoinyan mevoyor al pianal. However, you're going to be able to understand this very, very well based on what we learned. Ki bein ha-metzorim bohem hadinim hoyum izgabrim chas v'shon kemuva. Because during the three-week period, there were major dinim against Klal Yisrael. The midas hadin of Hashem was getting stronger and stronger. Ki oz nesoyeru kitrugim harbe al Yisrael bavonoseyem ad shegormu shenechrav beis hamikdosh mishiv oser betamuz at Tisha B'Av. Because during that three-week period, there was major prosecution being brought in the heavenly court against the Jewish people because of all of our sins, until it resulted in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh and that whole period from Shiv Osar B'Tamuz through Tisha B'Av. U'b'Tisha B'Av hisgaber hadin b'yoser. And on Tisha B'Av is when this Midas Hadin of Hashem intensified even more. It reached its peak of intensity. At Shehoyoz Ikra Churban Legamri, to the point where that was the final destruction. Hashem finalized the destruction. Avol Tekef Shehidlik Eish Beveis Hamikdosh LaHachrivoi. However, the moment that Hashem set fire to the Beis Hamikdosh to destroy it, Tekef Hischil Hadin LeHismatek. That moment, that second, it started going the other way already. Hashem started being appeased. the Midas Sadin started sweetening. Kemoshom Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara points out, Sheshikech Chamosoi Bo Eish Shehitzitz Eish Betzioim, that Hashem cooled off his anger. Hashem reached his boiling point. If you would have taken Hashem's temperature at that point, it was 3 billion degrees. And Hashem exploded, rage. Hashem set fire to the Beis HaMikdash. As soon as he did that, the fire went out of Hashem, and now, kaviyochol, Hashem started the process of cooling down. Hainu kanal, exactly as we mentioned before. This is tied in beautifully with what we learned before. Why? Ki ha-Beis HaMikdash hu tiferes Yisrael. Because the Beis HaMikdash is the beauty of Klal Yisrael. Kama Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Goin uzo uzchem machmad tifartum. Goin uzom machmad tifartum. The beauty of our strength, the beloved of our pride. Uchsiv Beis Kodshenu v'sifarteinu. That's what it's referring to. Again, it's called Beis Kodshenu v'tifarteinu. Our holy temple and our beautiful tifarteinu, our pride and joy, the essence of our pride. Hainu sheshom hoyu meirin kol hagavnin akdoshim shel amaisim toivim shel Yisrael. What gave the Beis HaMikdash its radiance, its beauty? The Beis HaMikdash shone with all the goodness of the entire Klal Yisrael. All the beautiful colors of each and every single Jew shone there. Because the Beis HaMikdash is a composite of all the holiness of all the Jewish people. And all the mitzvahs and good deeds that the Jewish people perform, it traveled from wherever they were, from Tucson, from Dearborn, South, all of these places, from South Africa, South America, it traveled to the Beis HaMikdash. Vishom Hoyonitztayer, and there in the Beis HaMikdash is where it took shape and form. It was formed into an object of extraordinary beauty for Hashem, a beautiful sacrifice for Hashem. Vze hoye bechinas hagavnen vatziurim hanefloim shei Beis HaMikdash. This is the whole concept of the colors and the beautiful shapes and forms that were in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Why? Now we understand why. Ki ha-Beis HaMikdash hu klolius ha-Toyra va-Tfilo shel Yisrael. Because the Beis HaMikdash is a composite of all the Torah and Tfilo of Am Yisrael. Kamei Shekosu, as the Pasuk says, that if you'll have any question in Torah, anything you're not sure about, ve-Kamto va-Oliso el ha-Mokoim, you will get up and you'll go up to the Beis HaMikdash, and there you'll have all your Torah clarified. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says, Es asher yispalalu el habayis hazeh, that the Jewish people pray towards this house. They direct all of their prayers from all over the world towards this house. V'chein b'beis hamikdash hoyu mischaprim kol avoinis Yisrael. And the Beis HaMikdash was also the location where all of our sins were forgiven. V'alkein hoyu Yisrael mefoyorim u'mehudorim al yidei Beis HaMikdash. And this is why the Jewish people were beautiful and gorgeous through the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash made us so. The Beis HaMikdash took all of our goodness and formatted and shaped it into something fabulous. Aval b'avoneseinu harabim, however, unfortunately, due to our many sins, kishegovru avoneis Yisrael, nechshach or Beis HaMikdash, when our sins grew out of proportion, then the light, this beautiful, colorful light of the Beis HaMikdash was extinguished. And the more sins that we did, and the less merit that we had, the light and beauty and holiness of the Beis HaMikdash was lessened, shrank. Ad shegovru ha'avoinus, to the point where the sins became so much, ad shenechrav legamri, that it resulted in the Beis HaMikdash being totally destroyed. Va'oz nemar, and then the pasuk says in Eicha, hishlich mishamayim eretz tiferes Yisrael. Kaviyochel Hashem threw the beauty of Klal Yisrael to the ground. Keilu chas v'sholom nizbatel ha-hisparus shoyim espora b'Yisrael al-idei maseim ha-toivim. As if the pride that Hashem used to pride himself in the Jewish, take pride in the Jewish people with our good deeds, went away, it disappeared. Ki gavru hu avoinos, because the sins became so great, at shiloi niru ma'atim atmasim hatoivim, to the point where it covered up completely our few good deeds, and our good deeds became invisible. And this brought about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Venoflo ateres roishenu, and the crown of our heads fell. Vechulu, etc., etc. Avol, however, takev shenechrav haBeis Hamikdash shehu haispar shel Yisrael. The moment that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, which symbolizes the pride of the Jewish people, the moment that the pride of the Jewish people was crushed, ke'ilu ein Hashem Yisparach oid shum hisparas miYisrael, as if Hashem no longer takes pride in the Jewish people whatsoever, but rather ke'ilu heim kechol agoyim chas v'shalom, but rather we're just the same as all the rest of the garbage out there. As our enemies really thought, she'omru, they actually said, hine kechol agoyim beis Yehuda. Look at this, the Jews are like all the other nations. This was a tremendous benefit to the Jewish people. Because immediately when the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, which represents the pride of the Jewish people, and people started saying, look at this, they're like all the rest. It immediately became very, very apparent that the Jews are very different from all the other nations. Ki eich shehu, because no matter what, adayin nimtzoim bi Yisrael kama nekudos toivos, there still exist in the Jewish people many good points, the kama mailois rabois, and many major qualities, keneged agoyim, compared to the goyim. Al kein, therefore, oz daiko nimta kadin takef. Therefore, that brought about an instantaneous change. The moment things get so bad, that Hashem erases his pride in the Jewish people. And Hashem and the Goyim start saying, hey, maybe they're just like them. The moment that statement is said, just like them, suddenly people are eating their words. And they're saying, whoa, 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 that's going too far. That's going too far. You can never say just, I know they're bad, I know they're terrible, I know they deserve to be whacked, I know they deserve to have the bad, but just like them, you better put your glasses on if you think they're just like them. That could never, ever be. As the Gemara points out, on the chapter in Tehillim that begins with the words Mizmor La'osof, a song to Osof, and that chapter speaks about the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says, what's he singing about? Kinolos of Miboile, it should start off a lamentation to Asaf. Ella, the Gemara says, I'll show you what there is to sing about. Sheshofa chamosa el beis hamikdash, the fact that Hashem vent his anger on the beis hamikdash, on the building, v'loi kilos Yisroel chasham, instead of venting his anger on the Jewish people. Because had he done that, we wouldn't be around to say this Tehillim anymore, period. Hainu, Canal. This is exactly what we said earlier. Because by Hashem destroying that building, that building which is the symbol of the pride and joy of the Jewish people, the symbol of all of our good deeds, that's where all of our prayers and our Torah, everything good about the Jewish people is in there. The minute you wipe that out, v'heim kechol agoyim chas v'shalom, and suddenly we're standing alongside the other nations, takef nizgale v'nira oitzem achilik shebeneim. It becomes instantaneously clear that we don't belong there, that we're terrible, we're the worst, but we don't belong in that package with that other stuff. And that immediately aroused Hashem's kindness v'loy kiloy sam, and Hashem did not destroy Klal Yisrael.